Good morning and welcome to UK Business Morning. I'm Alice.
And I'm Lewis.
And today, we've got a story that's really shaking up the business and security landscape in Europe.
Yeah, the UK and France are stepping up their nuclear coordination in a way that's pretty significant.
That's right, Lewis. Prime Minister Keir Starmer and President Macron have announced that they'll jointly respond to any extreme threat to Europe.
Wow, that is a big deal.
It really is. This marks a significant step up in cooperation between two of Europe's nuclear powers.
And this comes at a time when there's growing concern about Russia's actions.
Exactly. The UK government has said that for the first time, the respective deterrents of both countries are independent but can be coordinated.
I see. So, what does that actually mean in practical terms?
Well, the UK and France are saying that any adversary threatening the vital interests of either nation could be confronted by the strength of both of their nuclear forces.
That's quite a strong statement.
It certainly is. An Élysée Palace official said this step up was a message to both allies and adversaries, enacting solidarity between the two nuclear powers.
Right, and it's interesting to note that France has long guarded its independent nuclear decision-making.
Yes, France doesn't participate in NATO's nuclear-sharing agreement.
So they're keeping their options open, but now they're also working more closely with the UK.
Exactly. The UK's current nuclear deterrent consists of submarine-launched missiles acquired from the US but operated independently.
And France's is entirely homegrown, with both submarine and air-launched weapons.
Right, and Macron emphasised in his speech to the UK Parliament that the UK and France have a special responsibility for the security of Europe.
That's a pretty clear statement of intent.
Camille Grand, a former senior NATO official, said this announcement represents a meaningful change in the nuclear doctrines of both allies.
I see. What kind of operational changes could this lead to?
Well, he mentioned that it could lead to closer operational coordination, such as on submarine patrols.
So, they might be working more closely on their submarine operations.
Exactly. And it's also important because both countries have relatively small nuclear arsenals, so coordination is desirable.
Right, and this coordination could make their deterrence more effective.
That's the idea. The UK and France were set to sign the Lancaster House 2.0 Declaration, an updated version of their 2010 Defence Pact.
What's included in this new declaration?
Well, it includes plans to build a new generation of long-range missiles to replace the Storm Shadow Scalp that have been highly effective in Ukraine.
And they're also expanding a joint Franco-British expeditionary force.
Exactly.
So this is a pretty comprehensive move towards closer defence and security cooperation.
It really is. This is a significant development that could have long-term implications for European security and defence.
And it's also interesting to see how this might influence other European countries, especially with the uncertainty around US commitment under President Trump.
Right, with some countries like Germany looking to France and the UK to extend their nuclear umbrella.
That's quite a big claim, right?
It sure is. Well, that's all we have for now.
Thanks for joining us on UK Business Morning.
We'll be back tomorrow with more business and economic news.
Until then, stay informed.